Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk with your host, Dr. Tanisha Guy, and her co-hosts, Steve J. and marriage and family therapist expert, Fatima. This show is not intended to be therapy, but the sole purpose is encourage dialogue across ages, gender, religious backgrounds, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. Feel free to join in the discussion. We want to hear what you think. And don't forget to tell friends about Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk.
Guys, we're back another Sunday for Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk, and I am Dr. Tanisha Guy. Oh my goodness, you guys, this has been a crazy week. Hey, Steve.
And I'm Steve J., your social scientist. Yes, it has been.
And I am Fatima Lawan Youth, your resident social justice warrior and all-around fantastic human being.
I feel like I haven't talked with you guys in forever. I miss you too.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we were able to put all three of our brains together.
So, I'm excited about this topic. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yes. Yes, of course.
So, today our topic is older women, younger men, are cougars less accepted? So, if you guys have been keeping up with current trends of gossip news, then most likely you guys know where we got this topic from today. So, Steve, I'm actually going to let you talk a little bit about this because I think you know more about this particular topic than I do. So, tell our listeners about how this topic came to be today.
Well, I think we are slumming a little bit today. We're pulling, I guess, some aspects of some gossip in terms of the relationship between Jada Pinkett Smith, possibly, and a young artist named August Alsina. So Mr. Alsina alleges he was in a relationship in some capacity with Jada, and Jada will be responding to her Red Table Talk. And I believe you and I just started to have a conversation about just more or less older women and younger men in general. I know that it's something that takes place. I think about some of the couples offhand, Nick Cannon and Mariah tried, but that didn't work. I believe Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, I think she's a bit of his senior. And as we go through people just trying to find people to be in relationships with, it's something that's a little bit more prevalent than it has been in the past, at least in my opinion.
Okay. All right. So that's really how the topic came about. So you guys, I posted the question on Facebook because I wanted to know what people's thoughts were about it. And it was kind of mixed. Some people said that they were in a relationship. Women said that they were in a relationship with younger men and they didn't seem to get any flack from it. Others said, yeah, that there is definitely a stigma against women who date younger men. So, Fatima, what are your thoughts about this concept, older women dating younger men? Do you think society places a stigma on it when women do it?
Absolutely. I think that we have normalized older men dating younger women. We call it the May-December relationships, and even not just normalize it, but in some ways even romanticize it. And you don't see that in the reverse. You don't see that when there's an older woman and a younger man, that usually the conversation surrounding it is that he's somehow using her, you know, being, she's essentially his sugar mama. And not to say that there aren't those conversations sometimes with men, but it's all the time when it's an older woman and a younger man. Like, older women rarely get really the applause. Like, when an older man is with a younger woman, it's almost like a, you know, job well done. But when an older man is with a younger woman. Hello?
Absolutely.
Mhm. You don't see that when it is an older woman and a younger man. So, I think that everything can't always be equal. So I realize that there are times where it's going to be unfair in terms of things that one gender is able to get away with versus the other. I think life is just so hard that if you can find somebody to love you the way that you want to be loved, then all of the other stuff, as long as you are both consenting adults, then a lot of the other stuff really shouldn't matter.
I definitely agree with that statement. So you obviously are a male. What are your thoughts about...
Yes, give me roar.
What are your thoughts about when it comes to dating older women? Like, you personally, are your thoughts about that?
I want to jump to what Fatima said before we get into some of my personal experiences. Women are the ones that normalize dating older men. It's not society, it's women. Like, if you look at the increase in the sugar baby community, there's a large contingency of women that are looking for resources, and those resources generally aren't attained by men of their same age. So because they want a certain lifestyle, the only person that can afford those lifestyles for those women are men with resources, and that generally takes place with an older man. So it's not so much of, you know, society. It's more or less the women are seeking those relationships out more. So women are normalizing it as much as men are. You don't see the same amount of attention, at least from where I am on the internet, for there to be sugar mama sites. But, you know, I probably could ramble five sugar baby sites off the top of my head. So I think it's more about just how women are configured. Sugar babies are generally younger women seeking older men to spoil them, to create some type of relationship for companionship with an older gentleman who is paying in some way, shape, form, or fashion financially.
And what you're referring to are actual websites designated specifically for younger women who are looking specifically for older men.
Yeah, well, it's no different than, say, for instance, there was Ashley Madison a while ago. That was for women who were looking to cheat on their husbands. The model
It wasn't just
similar.
For women looking to cheat on their husbands.
It was individuals who were looking to cheat women.
In fact, most of the people that got outed was men. So let's just be factual about this.
So before I finish, what I was going to say is the model is similar in the regard that you are on a platform and you have to pay some type of currency in order to have these interactions. You know, I believe the women's profiles are generally free and the men have to pay. So that's more or less what I was speaking to when we were talking about the Ashley Madison situation. It wasn't that men weren't involved. I was talking about how the platform worked.
But the fact that you said that there are several websites for sugar babies, right? But, you know, mm-hmm. not that you know of any websites that are for men that are looking for older women per se, doesn't that kind of speak to the fact that maybe society is more accepting of women dating older men than they are of men dating older women?
Well, when you say society, I think what we're talking about is who has the desire. So when we're speaking about it in that terms, what I'm saying is women have the desire to date older men more than men have a desire to date older women.
Can I jump in here?
Get in there. Go in there, Michael Phelps. Get in there.
Okay. He's talking about these sugar baby sites. First of all, I think it's a few things that we have to mention here. By and large, most of the younger women on those sites are young white women. So
no.
Yes.
No, I'm old for them,
not. Yes, most of the women on those sites are young white women. And,
no, ma'am.
But yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
We can go over my profile when you have an opportunity.
We can go over your profile, Steve. I don't know what your profile settings are, which are nasty cells,
no,
but listen.
According to several criteria, race is one of them, and they are a lot of different races.
I'm not saying there aren't other races on there. I'm saying most of the women on there are young white women. But the other point that I want to make is that Steve is saying that there's a market of younger women who want to date older men. I don't know that it is so much as they want to date older men as they're looking to have a lifestyle paid for them. So these aren't women that are like, oh, I just, you know, I'm a hot 21-year-old and I'm looking for a 65-year-old man to date because that's the dream of my life. What they are looking for is somebody who's going to take them on trips and buy them nice bags and pay their rent. In fact, I have talked to a couple of women who've been on those sites. And they use it as an opportunity to pay their way through college and fund their lifestyles. So it's not that these women are just looking to date older men. They're looking for resources.
You can't say that's representative for the whole community. So what I'm saying is there's a vast age range, especially after we've experienced massive job layoffs from COVID, and it is not a lot of 20-year-olds as much as there are 30-year-olds, there are 40-year-olds, and you might run into a 50-year-old sometimes. So as much as there are women that are on OnlyFans, there are a lot of women who are on these sites as well that are looking for relationships, as well as they're looking for situations that may be financially beneficial for them.
So this is an assumption, right? I have no statistical data to support this, and this is my own bias, which is just not a good bias, but it's my own bias. Unfortunately, I think about when someone dates older, I have these different perceptions depending on how big the age gap is. So, for example, if it's a 3 to 5 year age gap, it nothing even crosses my mind. If it's a 7 to 10 year age gap, still nothing really comes to mind. But when you jump into like this 15, 20, 30 year age gap, then my biases come up. And I either think that this person is looking for someone to support them financially, or this person is looking for someone to just support them because of emotional needs, whatever that dependency is they're having for some to date older. Like, I don't see it as a compatible relationship when there's a 15, 20, 30 year age gap with this particular person. So my bias is very different depending on how big that gap is, whether it's for men or women. But again, that's my own personal bias. Fatima, I couldn't hear you.
No, I was just saying absolutely. You know, I mean, and really speaking, as a marriage and family therapist, that's something that I see quite often with couples who come in and there's a huge age difference. One of the issues is just life experiences, expectations. Like, it, you know, in the beginning, it might be all fun and hot, but at some point, those age differences are going to become glaring and usually result in all sorts of problems, everything from infidelity to just like inability to have a conversation because you don't share the same interests. So I don't think that it's, I wouldn't necessarily call that a bias to have a concern about, you know, when you see these huge age differences, because there are issues and barriers that you see a lot of times in with those huge age differences in relationships. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, one of our listeners wrote, I think we focus on chronological age instead of emotional age. And so that's a good point, that we are focusing on chronological age instead of emotional age. And so in therapy, I think that's something that we talk about more so is emotional intelligence. I don't think that that's a conversation that people are just having in their everyday relationships, right? And so I can see how someone who is maybe, let's say, 35, and they're dating a 21-year-old. And so even though we're seeing a difference in chronological age, if the 35-year-old and 21-year-old are having the same interest and doing the same thing, then emotionally, they might be at the same age developmentally. And so that makes sense, absolutely. But again, that's still within that 10 to 15 age gap. When you go beyond that, if your emotional intelligence still lines up chronologically, I mean, if your emotional intelligence lines up with someone who you're 30 years apart from, that's still a major red flag. But that was a valid point that the listener made. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, no, I think obviously you as well as Dr. Muse have some biases because of what you experience, and that is what you see in your office. And if someone's in your office, clearly they have a problem. So we don't get to speak to those relationships that are actually functioning going well. What we get is just a sliver of what the problems are.
Absolutely. I definitely think that because of the work that we do, we might have some potential biases as it relates to that. Now, what I can say that ties into statistics is that when people do date older, the relationships that they say are typically more likely to last is when you're dating within a 7-year age difference. So that 7-year age difference, you have more chance of having a lasting relationship. And then they go a little step further and say, if you're within the 10-year, obviously there may be some challenges, but still not as likely if you're going beyond those 10 years. So that definitely seems doable because you're still within a 10-year time frame, same decade for the most part. But anything outside of that, you know, poses some challenges. But with that being said, when we talk about women who date younger men, and this might just be because I'm a woman and I hear these things, like if a girlfriend says that she's going to date a guy, because most of my friends are in their 40s or older. So if she says that she's going to date a guy in his 20s, oh, baby, we drag for her. And when I say we, I mean, in some cases, me included. So I don't know if I would be saying the same thing if it was a guy. Maybe I would. Maybe I don't have a bias against men or women. Maybe I have a bias because of the age thing. But that seems to be the conversation that women have, at least in my particular circle. So, Fatima, what about you? Is that a conversation that you've had or heard women who are talking about dating younger, and how do people respond to that?
I haven't really been privy to as many conversations about women dating younger as men. And I'll say mine is more the opposite. When I hear of a man who's significantly older dating a younger woman, I'm always just kind of like, okay, what is this really about? What's the angle? Is he taking advantage of her youth? Like, so I'm usually concerned when it's the man dating a younger woman. The few times that I've entertained conversations about an older woman dating a younger man, I think my instinct really was more like, does he have the emotional maturity? Do they want the same things? And I think that's probably because a lot of times, like, it's one thing if you're looking for something casual, but if you're looking for something serious, then that's a whole other animal. And so in those instances, I knew that these women were looking for something more serious. So my concern was, you know, more like, okay, is he on the same page?
Okay. Steve, do you think that, and I know we often say this about girls and boys as far as maturity, that young ladies mature quicker than young boys. And so obviously now as we become more seasoned, do we still think that older women are in a different place? And I think this might speak to the comment that was made about their emotional intelligence. Like, are they having these intellectual conversations with the younger men that they're dating because these younger men can relate to them? Like, is that possible? Would that pose any challenges?
Well, I think what's interesting is what happens a lot of time with these older women is they fucked up already, basically. Like, they've been in relationships and they've known where they've gone, and they want another chance. And it is a lot easier for them to have those chances with younger men than older men. Or from speaking with my friends, you have two types of women, the ones that are easy to date and the ones that even the younger guys don't want to date. You know, they're too needy, can be too materialistic at times, just shallow overall. So you run into those situations as well. So, you know, from the standpoint of the older woman, she's already seasoned. She's more comfortable with her sexuality. She knows the mistakes she's made with men in the past. So it's easier for her not to make mistakes with who may be more receptive to her grooming him than a gentleman of her same stature who is not going to be tolerant or receptive toward her direction.
Okay. Another comment from one of our listeners in reference to the question is, I think there is a double standard. Men are cheered when they have a younger woman on their arm, and women are looked at funny, like, what is she doing with that young boy? Even if it is an agreement and both parties agree and they both are getting something out of it, they can do whatever makes them both happy. So women get theirs. I think older men get theirs too, but we've just kind of normalized it. And it's funny that we're having this discussion because I think it was probably a week or two ago, I was talking to my pharmacist, and him and his wife, they had celebrated their, I think it was their 25th wedding anniversary. So he said he took her to this really nice restaurant, and he says when he walked in, before he even walked in, he said all he saw was these really expensive cars. And upon entering, he saw all old men and young women. And he says him and his wife were the only couple in the restaurant who were equally of the same age. And so I just kind of, you know, chuckled it, laughed it off, and thought, that's kind of the norm. And so it was just interesting that he brought that up, that here's this restaurant, fine dining, and, again, older men, younger women, and that was, like, the norm at that particular restaurant. And so I definitely think that whether it's more acceptable or not for women or for men to do it, I think we probably see it more by men than we see it by women. What do you guys think about that? And why is that, if that's the case?
Men don't have the... Go ahead, Dr.
Go ahead, Steve. No, Steve, you. I want to respond to whatever foolishness you're about to say.
Oh, well, obviously, we talk about what dating looks like for men. It's not going to find a restaurant that is. Like, those are the experiences that women want more so than men. You know, they want to be wined and dined and spoiled more so than, you know, if you talk to, you know, 25-year-old on what a date looks like versus what a date looks like to a 25-year-old man, I don't think that, you know, it's going to look the same more times than not. So those are the experiences those younger women want. So they're going to get them by the means that they, you know, pretty much use their looks and whatever other accoutrements they have signed up for to get those experiences, whether it's the shopping or the trips or the restaurants.
So possibly women who are older who date younger men are just doing other things on their dates.
Right. Not saying that those women aren't going to go to restaurants, but, you know, if we look at what that dating structure looks like, if the older women is probably dating the younger guy to feel younger. So they may be rock climbing or horseback riding or something else that may be make her feel younger, that, you know, she's already experienced the fine dining. That's not, she's with the guy. So when we start looking at, you know, why things look differently, we have to look at just different motives overall between the men and the women.
Okay. If you guys are,
I think you also need to throw in, like, ego in there. I think you probably see a lot of that with the older men and younger women because they know they have to pay to play. You know, a lot of times these are guys who are dating women that they couldn't pull in 100 years. But, you know, they have the resources, and so they can provide things that maybe these women wouldn't normally have access to or be able to do. So there's the pay-to-play part, but then there's also the, again, I look good. I have this young, attractive woman on my arm. I want to be out with her, seeing with her by other men, because that's an ego stroke for me. So I think it probably looks a little different, too, because they want that attaboy from other men, from their peer, their male peers.
Yeah. That's a good point, Fatima. That is definitely a good point. Maybe that is where we see it more.
Definitely think that plays into the aspect of it, but what I have seen is more it's driven by the woman in terms of what she thinks that her worth is. Like, you know, a $150 dinner may mean the world to her, but it's, you know, lunch money to him. So, I mean, you kind of have to figure out who are the people playing the games and what the stakes are. So, you know, if I can, you know, rent the company of a young woman for $150, you know, for certain people, that's a bargain. But to her, that's an experience that she can't afford with the resources and the people that she would normally date. So, I mean, I think that it works out on both ends of that spectrum.
So I was just curious about the whole Sugar Babies website for women. So I wanted to know if there was a website for men who were just interested in dating older women. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing anything. I do see a lot of sites for mature dating, senior dating, older dating, but that's in general, nothing that speaks to men who are just specifically looking for older women. Why is that?
Well, I think
we have
that
several
for
men.
Huh? I think that would fall the MILF category more so than anything else. So it just may be how you're phrasing it, but you know, I think there are younger men that do want those experiences with older women, but they don't want them to look like older women.
Well, okay, obviously, I don't think that's the case, that they want them to look like, you know, just aged women. I think when we say older, we're talking about reference to chronological age. So
yeah, well, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're looking at terms, that would be more of a term built rather than like senior. Like, so I know there be niches that are, you know, catered to that, but they're very small. So it wouldn't be something that I think would support a dating site, at least at this point. I'm wrong, but it's a relatively small. Rather than when you talk about the whole idea of the middle being pretty broad.
Well, I think that's a bias there in and of itself, right? Like, not that it's not acceptable for men to date older women, because absolutely people should really date whoever they want to date, but that there is a bias about dating older women. And what I mean about that is, society, and see, this is where I'm going with society and not a gender thing. Society doesn't embrace the aging woman, but society embraces the aging man and values the aging man very differently than how they view the aging female. So I think we don't have sites that encourage men to find their more seasoned female, because as a whole, society doesn't value women as they age.
Well, I think they just value differently, like in terms
no,
of
they don't.
Earning. They do.
No, society doesn't.
Yes, they do, Dr. Guy. They're just valued differently.
No, they don't, Steve. If society valued as a whole women that age, then women wouldn't spend thousands of dollars on products to prevent them from aging and plastic surgeries and facelifts and all of those other things if, as a whole, society valued the aging woman. That's not true. Or even hair dye for that particular. Like,
I
no.
Still, I will get to my point in a second. So if we look at the value of men at age, they generally are still high earning in their latter years. I think that the last study I said, a man generally is high potential between the ages of 45. And I think what happened is there has been a shift between women in terms of being grandmothers and accountable and patriarchs and families still wanting to date and look younger. I think that is something that is done more by women competing with other women, accepting those roles of matriarch and grandmothers and doing. So I don't think that it's a society thing. I think that it's something that has shifted between the competition and women. Because now they are older to date instead of being firm entrenched in the power of being a matriarch.
Well, let me just speak to the Western culture versus the Eastern culture, right? So this is a culture thing that we do not place an emphasis or importance on our aging, period. Like, that's a culture thing. Like, so as it relates to just valuing if we're valuing people we date when they're age, there's no way we can do that, because in our society and our culture as a whole, we don't value aging, right? Like, we don't see the importance of our seniors and how valuable they are to us as a culture, where if we were in an Eastern culture, we would understand the importance of our elders and how we should respect them and know that we should pride, take pride in the aging process. But that's not what we do. So I think it's impossible to say, as it relates to dating, we value aging, but we don't value aging as a whole in our culture, in the U.S. But that's just my thinking on
well,
that.
Well, I mean, but I still go back to, you know, the thing that I tell you that, you know, you and Fatima always just with me on, is that men have more value as they age than women, because the women's fertile years are the time where he's most valuable, and I think that's reflected by what we're talking about, your dating.
Did you just flip-flop? I mean, first you were sitting up here saying women do have value as they age, and now you're saying you're telling us about why they don't have more value. Pick a lane, Steve.
I said they have. I'm not that their value is zero. I'm just saying it's different. If I go to the club and I see three generations of women, you know, I generally am not going to go with the oldest, but that's what you see a lot of times. So these people may be out of place with it.
So to your point, Dr. Guy, I agree. Definitely society does not value the aging woman in the same as they do the aging man. There have been so many conversations over the years about this very thing in Hollywood, you know, like where a lot of women in the industry talk about, you know, sometimes hitting as much as 35 years old, and it's like the roles stop coming. It's just like your career hits a standstill. And I mean, and this is for some of the most talented, most well-respected, you know, actresses. We'll talk about how they've really struggled in Hollywood as they've gotten older. Whereas for men, they see an increase in roles. We see older men and we say, oh, he's so distinguished. Look at that gray hair. He's so distinguished. Men become more attractive as we age. Whereas when women age, it's almost like, you know, just put them away, hide them, lock them up in the closet and throw away the key. So, you know, I think that definitely society places more value on an aging man than the aging woman. I think that also we're youth-driven to some extent, even obsessed with youth. And I think that plays into one of the points I was making earlier about, you know, sometimes these older men with younger women exploiting their youth, because it, like, I think men are, have, some men have this low-level obsession with youth. Now, Steve says it has something to do with childbearing years, or maybe that could be a part that plays into it as well. But I think it's also just, you know, men having a hard time as they age, being able to embrace the fact that they are aging and older. You know, like they're not hitting that thing the way they used to when they were younger. They, you know, their line starts to recede. The waistline starts to expand. Motility, firm viability, all of those things start to decline. You know, we don't have enough conversations about the fact that men actually have a biological clock as well. And a lot of men need to know that, that you all also have a biological clock. And while you may continue to make sperm, the quality of that sperm declines with age, starting at around age 35. And so they've even also linked schizophrenia to older male sperm. So I could go on and on about, we'll save that for another topic on fertility, but, you know, I think that, you know, men just have different ways of masking how they deal with aging. They go get a fancy red sports car, you know, or suddenly start changing the way they dress or wanting to date significantly younger women because they're having a hard time dealing with the aging process.
Well, those characteristics are things that everybody does. That's called peacocking. Women do it as well. You'll also see women who go through tremendous fat loss, they will start dressing a lot more provocative. So I do have a problem with one of the things you said. I don't agree with this at all. I vehemently deny, you know, this claim of yours of men exploiting these women because a fair exchange is not a swindle. Like, those women are there, what they're there for, and they're making that exchange out of exploitation. It's a swap.
I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back.
You don't have to, but I just want the record to reflect that a fair exchange ain't no swindle.
You're right. It is a fair exchange, but and again, I go back to saying that I just don't think that we value the aging process as it relates to women, and that might be the reason why there is some bias against older women who are dating younger men because of that, and why we don't criticize older men as much when they date younger women. That's, you know, just one of my thoughts. Even though, you know, whoever you choose to date, which this is what one of the listeners said, you should just be grateful for whoever wants to date you. Doesn't matter what they age are. Doesn't matter what their age is, as long as they're making you happy. And that's absolutely true. If the person wants to date you, regardless of what their age is, if they make you happy, then you should go with it. I think the issue comes up when there is such a huge age difference. Can these two people actually make each other happy? Becomes the question. There's another listener who commented that his wife is 12 years older, and they've been married for 20 years. They've had their ups and downs, but the true test is determined by if the man is ready to be a responsible adult. So that makes sense. If you're going to date an older woman, you have to be ready to deal with whatever comes with dating an older woman. So I guess that obviously would make the relationship more effective if he is. It's those times where he's not, which would cause more problems. So that obviously makes sense. Steve, now, this is where I want to come back to the question that I asked you earlier. Because you are a man. Would you see yourself dating an older woman? And if so, what would the appeal be?
Personally, I've had some negative experiences dating older women, so I'm real reluctant to get involved in that.
Well, okay, you're not just going to stop there. Like, you ain't never stopped any other time, so continue.
Well, I thought we discussed that on previous shows. I didn't know if we were going to go into that story or not.
So you're saying you had a negative experience with dating older women, so you would rather not touch that. That was one experience.
Yeah, but it was real negative. It was very negative. So, you know, I'll give you the short version. Basically, she was interested in anal sex with me. And I was not interested in that, and that has pretty much turned me off to older women because she was way too comfortable with her sexuality. So, you know, I know I'm throwing
wow.
the baby out with the water, but, you know, that's
wow.
just the decision that I have made. I'm a little bit reluctant on, you know, how open some of these older women are. So
are you
wow.
categorizing that older women are just more comfortable with their sexuality and you're not comfortable with that? So you wouldn't want to date an older woman?
I'm not comfortable with that part. No, not at all. And, you know, like I said, since I was so traumatized, you know, I was, you know, a little reluctant
Well, I have been reluctant to get into those situations because she was a lot older than me, maybe about 10 years. And, you know, she had some game. You know, she was like, you know, if you give me that special part of you, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't have no special parts. You know, I'm made of snips and snails and puppy dog tails. What are you talking about, the special part of me? And
so are you saying she wanted to perform anal sex on you, Steve?
Yes, that was her desire.
Okay.
And he, you know, had phrased she had been married and divorced. You know, she was saying that, you know, she had trouble trusting men, and that would make her feel more comfortable with us and whatnot. So, you know, I instructed her to go out the room, and of course, I jumped out the window. So, and never to see her again. So, you know,
so,
since that time, I have been traumatized, perhaps out of therapy, but I've never sought it out. Because I just figured from, you know, from that experience, like, you know, she was trying to, you know, she was slick. She was trying to leverage, you know, some of her finances. She was, you know, well off financially. But, you know, I'm not for sale or rent. So, you know, your boy had to hit the window and, you know, take it to the house.
Every time I hear that story, like, I can understand why you wouldn't want to date women. And I'm not going to say older women, Steve, but let's just say women who are more open to sexual things that you're not open to, because that doesn't have to be an older woman. That
right.
could be a woman your same age.
Right.
Let's just be honest. She could be your same age. So I don't want you to put it out there that older women, the more open they become, and men, you should avoid older women. So
I'm telling you what's happened in my life. It ain't never happened to me with a younger woman. So, you know, like, I ain't going to tell you how to drive your car. Don't tell me how to drive mine.
Well, look, I know that there is some younger women who are into doing exactly what you said. So I'm going to remove that
but
from
the
table, but that's just the older women.
But I'm telling you, I didn't date them. So that's not my problem.
You know, some people.
So I don't tell people who scare the clowns. The clowns ain't scary. So you can't tell me that, you know, my issues are my issues. You ask me, I'm just telling you my issues.
Those are your issues. I'm just saying we're not generalizing this on the show that is the case for older women, because I don't want at some point some young brother to hear this and be like, oh man, I remember when Steve said stay away from older women because, you know, this could happen to me. Like, no, that was a Steve experience. That doesn't mean that's going to be an all older female experience.
Protect yourself at all times.
Well, see, clearly we don't know what other men want. So, needless to say, they may be open to some things that you're not open to.
You know, or maybe he just said something crazy, and she was like, you know what? I know what you need.
She knew I needed a window?
Yep. She was like, I'm going to show you better than I could tell you. He probably had it coming.
That is possible. Knowing Steve, he could have said something.
Dr. Muse, we all got it coming.
That is impossible. So, you guys, today we wanted to talk about older women, younger men are cougars less acceptable. And so it sounds like our consensus is that cougars are not less acceptable, that if men can date younger, then women have every single right to date younger as well. Fatima, what are your closing thoughts for today? What do you
Here
want
my
to walk away with?
My walk away is that I want what I always say. I want people to have the thing that they want to have. Like, I want people to have the relationship that they want. If you are looking for something casual with an older man or older woman, younger man, younger woman, I think the important thing is to make sure that you are both on the same page and that everybody understands what the rules are and govern yourselves accordingly. And if you are looking for something serious, I think it's important that you take time to get to know them. And once again, make sure that you both are on the same page and looking for the same things and govern yourselves accordingly. And make sure you take a moment to do a check with yourself to find out, okay, are there some other things going on with me as to why I'm dating this person? Like, am I an ageist? Like, am I only interested in older or younger people? Or do I happen to just be drawn to this person who coincidentally happens to be significantly older or younger? And if, in fact, it is something that it just happened to be that way, then do those first steps. You know, are we on the same page? Are we looking for the same things? And move forward and go towards your happiness.
All right. Thanks, Fatima. Steve, closing thoughts. Older woman, younger man.
I always look at everything from a business lens. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is, like I said earlier, you know, even exchange ain't no swindle. So, you know, be aware of what you bring to the table, what you're offering, and what you're trading. You know, deal with who treats you best, whoever that might be. So, you know, if you're interested in somebody who take their bra off and their nipples go past their waist, and that's what you're into, that's fine. You know, but be aware of that being what you're signing up for. So, you know, that is the only thing that I want to tell everybody is go with what treats you best and, you know what your value is that you bring into the table. So whether you're a male or a female, you can't say you were exploited. You know, you were trading your value, whether it's your youth or your finances, for a situation that is what you truly wanted.
You would have to go with some physical aspect in your clothing. So you guys,
I really resent that whole nipples going down to the waist comment.
Yes,
that was
absolutely
my friend,
all older women.
I'm just telling my friends they did orangutan titties. I say that and y'all pressing the topic.
You know what? Sometimes I wonder why you're on the show. I just wonder, Steve. I wonder. It's some karma coming for you and your old age. That's all I got. It's some karma coming for you and your old age. That is a true statement. It's coming.
We all got to
go. But it's coming strong for you. I tell you, in that old age, it is coming. As far as my closing thoughts, you guys, someone on Facebook said it best. It ain't nobody else's business who you want to be with. Whether you're younger, whether you're an older woman dating a younger man, or you're an older man dating a younger woman, it's your life, it's your decision. I'm just going to say, be in a healthy relationship. Make sure that it's not a toxic relationship. Toxic relationships are those that continue the cycle, that leave you feeling drained, unhealthy. They continue to put you in a place where you don't feel like you're progressing in the relationship, and it doesn't matter if this is with an older or younger person. So if that is the relationship that you're in, then I would totally say get out of it. But if it's not, and you're healthy and you're happy, date whoever you want to date. With that being said, you guys, I'm going to continue to say this week after week. Stay safe. Don't leave your houses if you don't have to leave your house, you guys. Wear a mask if you do have to leave your house. This virus is still out there. It's real. Try to keep in mind that even if you don't think it's real, other people know that it's real. And the mask doesn't just protect you. The mask is to protect those people around you. So please try to think about somebody else besides yourself. I know it's hard for some of you folks out there, but try to do it. So with that being said, you guys, don't forget to tweet it, Facebook it. Facebook this, pass it on, tell everyone about Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. You guys have a blessed week, and we'll be back next Sunday. See you guys. Bye-bye.
All the young tenders, the settlers, the sugar daddies.
Really, Steve? That's what you're going to be. You're going to be a sugar daddy. Absolutely. That's you all day.
Yep.
All day. I don't have that much sugar.
all day. That's you, Sugar Daddy Steve, coming your way. Mm-hmm. Wait. I can't wait.
Oh, well, I go out with a smile on my face.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go out all right. I don't know if it's going to be a smile on your face, but she's going to get you all right.
Can't get none of me them honey biscuits from Turkey.
She's going to get you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine. Get a biscuit from my honey biscuits.